David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-0 win here at the Oval?
Brilliant. I spoke to the players during the week, Tuesday, Thursday. We trained on Saturday this week with the game being on Monday. And, you know, I've had many, many highs and a lot of many lows in football. But I reminded the players about how they felt, how I felt when we left here and when we left here on Boxing Day. You know, I was hurting. I applauded the supporters at that. It hurt at the bottom of my stomach doing that. The stick, and rightly so, that I took after that game. And just little reminders tonight to remind them how important these games are, and how the disappointment is not only for the players and the staff and everybody involved with the team, but the supporters went home hugely disappointed with the games against Glentoran last year. And hopefully that's a small step of repaying their faith tonight. They were out in huge numbers again, even though the game is on Sky, and I'd like to thank them for that.
What a quality goal, what a great build up by Joel Cooper, and what a great finish by Michael O'Connor to win his first Belfast Big 2 derby.
Great finish, but Joel, his decisiveness, his pace, his decision making to cut inside at the time. I'd spoke to him not long before that, and I'd actually sort of spoke to him. Stevie Gordon was already booked at the time, to keep getting at him. And the decision making, the timing, the execution of the pass, and the finish by Michael was brilliant. So it's a big plus. Would have been nice to go on and get a second in the second half. We had three or four opportunities where Paul wouldn't bounce. We had the one off the line in the first half. But I thought all right. I thought there was a few shaky decisions in the first half from officials. Two really disappointing tackles on Joel Cooper. We were probably fortunate to get Joel as long as we did on the pitch. We assessed him at half time, and Terry Hayes, who's more experienced than anybody in the dressing room with injuries, says you'll probably only get 5 minutes out of Joel, and that's disappointing. We're a player live on TV tonight, the form that he's been in, to be basically kicked out of the game tonight two or three times, and not too much protection from any official.
It's a big result because Glentoran are a much improved team this year, so to get that result must be really pleasing with the form that they've been in coming into this game.
I've been at the club now nearly 3 years and a week or a couple of weeks, and it's the biggest, it's the most physical Glentoran team that I've faced, and I say that's a credit to the manager, and Ronnie's been in the league a long time. There's Glentoran people now on the bench, so they're trying to set things up and make things difficult for all the teams, and they did. And to be fair, you threw everything at it, and credit to my boys tonight. They were their bodies on the line, we were making good decisions defensively. I don't think we were ever sort of cut open by Glentoran tonight. There was a lot of balls in the box, and we made the right decision to go and block or clear. So that's credit to the players tonight.
And you'll have been in the post 2 years this coming weekend, so you'll want to 3 years, sorry, yeah. 3 years this coming weekend, and you'll want to celebrate your 3-year anniversary with a win at Windsor Park on Saturday against Newry Town.
Yeah, absolutely, and I made no secret when I first came into the job, my passion, and I know people had their own opinions last year on and off the pitch, and disappointingly the way things sort of finished, but the enjoyment and the passion, the energy that I try and put into this job is 24/7, and I know nobody wants to hear it when you're getting beaten, whatever else, but I love managing this football club. I love being in charge of the group of boys that we have here at the minute. I love, at the end, the feeling for me, the difference clapping our supporters tonight, celebrating with them, the difference that we had at on Boxing Day. So, that's a plus. I love managing here in, 3 years, and we'll see how long after that.
Well done on a hugely important and enjoyable win here at the Oval, David, and all the best for Saturday at Windsor Park for the 3-year anniversary.
Thank you.